Here's a conspiracy you probably never heard of before, and it's called the Red Letter Conspiracy. A lot of people have a red letter edition of the Bible that highlights direct quotations of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, if you think about it, quote, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works," unquote. You can find that in 2 Timothy, but it won't be in red letters. The Lord not only spoke words when here in the flesh, but he also authored all 750,000 inspired, inerrant, infallible words of the Bible. So why make a difference with some of the words when it ought to be a black and white issue? Listen, the Bible is the most printed book in history, and many publishers want a piece of the action. Thus, you get the red letter edition marketing gimmick. Have you ever noticed the words of Jesus Christ in red letters are not as sharp and clear against the white paper as the black ones? Red letters are degraded compared to black letters. And if the words of Christ are more important than the rest of the God-breathed scripture, maybe someone should color code the whole Bible by word importance. You know, words of Christ in red, words of the Father in blue, words of the Holy Ghost in white. I guess that would make them invisible on white paper, though. And words of Moses in green, to name some possibilities. Why, even the Sodomites might buy such a rainbow-colored Bible. Besides red letters being less sharp and clear on the page, red is the favorite color of the Bible destroyer, the devil, because he is red, as noted in Revelation 12:3, quote, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads," unquote. You don't think Satan is having a conspiratorial joke with those degraded red letters, do you? I know. Now you're going to tell me the red letters stand for the blood of Jesus. Well, excuse me. I thought the blood of Christ makes white as snow, as told in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, and not red like the devil, or blood red like the whore of Babylon that sits on a scarlet-colored beast, Revelation 17:3, or red lipstick that represents the drinking of the blood of the saints by the daughters of the whore. Revelation 17:6. Here's another consideration. If Jesus Christ is God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, why haven't all his words been highlighted in red letters? One reason is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost has always been a quandary for those who do not know what his name is in the first place. So they only highlight a portion of his words in red letter editions. The Baptists particularly have the singular name difficulty, as they are so preoccupied with baptism, they don't know what name to baptize in when they dunk someone. They just recite the commandment but don't carry it out and parrot their traditional phrase, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost," whatever it is. Oh, well, that's another subject for later. And so, until we meet again, remember, God loves you. Read your Bible every day in black and white, and soon it will be red all over. Maybe there's a pun in that. Maranatha!